This chazar zeichin etch apachas shulag v'mem yehudim sechus vachem daf tzadik talit. The Mishnah said ein ton kibus v'chulu. A brisa says we would think that if blood splatters on only a part of the garment, we would be required to wash the entire garment. The pasuk therefore says asher yaza, which teaches that only the place with the blood on it has to be washed. Mishnah then said davar shehu royu lekabel tuma v'chulu. This part of the Mishnah is anonymous. And it follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah then said, "Roy lekibus." This comes to exclude a keli, which is clean by scraping, not washing. Mishnah said, "Echad abeged ve'echad asak v'chulu." Remember, the Mishnah says a leather is considered to be something that could be washed. However, Mishnah says that if a leather pillow becomes dirty on Shabbos, you're allowed to pour water on it to clean it. Although this would not be allowed for a pillow made of material. If this is allowed on Shabbos, it means that leather is not something that could be washed with water. And for the Gemara, Rabbi said the Mishnah is the view of the Rabbanon. Our Mishnah is the view of the Achayim and a Brisa. The Brisa says if blood splatters on a garment or sackcloth, it has to be washed. If it splatters onto a keli or leather, it has to be scraped. Acherim ayimim, if it splatters onto a garment or sackcloth or leather, it must be washed. If onto a keli, it has to be scraped. Fact, Gemara Chibra Rashi said many times he would pour water on Rav's shoes on Shabbos to clean them. Whose view did that follow? Gemara says it followed the view of the Rabbanon. Fact, Gemara Rava asked, how can there be a view that leather is not something that could be washed with water when the pasuk regarding Saras lists leather as one of the items that could be washed? And for Gemara, rather, Rava said this pasuk and our Mishnah are discussing soft leather. The Machlokes and the Brisa says regarding hard leather. Fact, Gemara Chibra Rashi said that many times he would pour water onto Rav's shoes on Shabbos to clean them. If everyone agrees that soft leather could be washed, this should not have been permitted on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, these shoes were made of hard leather, and he was following the view of the Rabbanon. Rava then said, what I said is incorrect. The pasuk regarding Saras seems to be referring to all leather. Hard, soft, doesn't make a difference, and yet it says it could be washed with water. Rather, Rava said Saras on a piece of leather weakens it. It makes it soft. The thing that I find difficult is the Mishnah that allows pouring water on the leather pillows. Pillows are also made of soft leather, and yet the Mishnah allows pouring water on it on Shabbos. Rather, Rava said pouring water without scrubbing the material is not called washing. That's why the Mishnah allows pouring the water. When Rav Chiya bar Ashi said that many times he would pour water onto Rav's shoes on Shabbos to clean them, would suggest that he would only pour water on them but would not rub them. It can either be talking about soft leather and follows everybody's view, or it can be talking about hard leather and follows the view of the Achayim. Correct, the Gemara, if washing is only accomplished with scrubbing, why does the Mishnah in Shabbos not allow water to be put onto material pillows? And for the Gemara, leather needs to have water and be scrubbed in order to be washed. Other materials are washed just by having water put on them, even if they're not scrubbed. Zakhim Rav that Rav dashed that it's mutter to wash, which seems to allow scrubbing as well, shoes on Shabbos. Rav Papa said, Rav Chiya actually said that many times you pour water onto Rav's shoes on Shabbos to clean them, which suggests it's mutter to pour water onto them, not to scrub them. Rav then publicly retracted his ruling and said that it's mutter to pour water onto shoes, but not to scrub them. The Mishnah then said, Hakibus b'makom kadosh v'chulu. A Braisa says the requirement for the garment to be cleaned in the Azara is learned from the pasuk of Techabes b'makom kadosh. The requirement that the earthenware keli has to be broken in the Azara is learned from the pasuk of Kli Cheres Hashem Tuvush Albo Yishover, which follows the last pasuk. The pasuk then continues and says, V'im b'kli nechoshes b'shala u'marak v'shutaf b'mayim, which teaches that the purging and the rinsing of a metal keli also has to be done in the Azara. The Mishnah then said, Zech there are other chumras that a chatos has. For example, its blood can sometimes be brought into the heichel. And for tomorrow, the Mishnah is referring to the outside chatos. There's a chumra that if the blood of such a chatos is brought into the heichel, it becomes puzzle. Tomorrow said the Mishnah follows Rabbi Kiva, who said this halach applies to all karbanas. There's a chumra that they bring kapara for various that carry even the karis. And for tomorrow, the Mishnah is referring to a chatos brought for shmias koil, which is not an avera that carries karis. Tomorrow, there's a chumra that it's required to be applied with four matonis on the mezbech. And tomorrow, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel, who says that all karbanos are required to be applied with four matonos. In fact, Mar, there is the chumra that it's required to be applied on all four corners. Mar said there are also more chumras that has to be placed on the horn, on the karen itself, with the finger, on the edge of the corner. The Mishnah mentions one of the many chumras. Zok, the next Mishnah, if a garment that got chatos blood on it was taken out of the Azara, it has to be brought back into the Azara to be washed there. If it became tummy outside the Azara, it's ripped so that it loses the tumma, and then it's brought back in and washed. Mishnah continues, if an earthenware keli in which a chatos was cooked was taken out of the Azara, it has to be brought back into the Azara so that it can be broken over there. If it became tummy outside the Azara, we make a hole in it so that it loses its tumma, and is then brought back in and broken. If a copper keli in which a chatos was cooked was taken out of the Azara, it has to be brought back into the Azara to do the purging and the rinsing. If it became tummy outside the Azara, we make a large opening in it so that it loses its tumma, then it's brought back in to be purged and rinsed. Fact Gemara, Ravina asks, how can we rip the garment and then bring it back in to be washed? The pasuk says that we have to wash a beged, and when it's ripped, it's not classified as a beged anymore. And for the Gemara, he rips most of it, but he leaves over the size of a handkerchief, which he does not rip. And that way, it loses its tumma, but it's still classified as a beged. Ravina said that when a garment is ripped, but a piece of the size of a handkerchief is not ripped, it remains tumma. And for the Gemara, it only remains tumma to Rabbanon. However, Daraisa loses its tumah.